All right, well, we're back here on the Tony D Podcast, the Monday following the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. 68 teams started last Tuesday, narrowed that down to 64 by Thursday, and now we are down to the Sweet 16, and no team from the state of Indiana advanced. We'll talk about IU's loss to Miami. We'll talk about Purdue's loss to a basketball program that should not have even been in the NCAA tournament. We will discuss that and more. As always, I want to thank Flooring Is Forever. FlooringIsForever.com, 317-755-1246. Harley has you covered if you need new flooring in your home or office. With over 20 years of experience here locally in Indianapolis, check out Flooring Is Forever. FlooringIsForever.com, 317-755-1246. All right, look, March Madness usually becomes March Sadness, but the thing that everybody loves about this tournament and why there is so many promotions around it, so many people that watch it, so many sponsorships, is that anything can happen. And it is crazy upsets, buzzer beaters. It is the most fun tournament to be a part of, watching as a fan. Crazy stuff happens, right? Like UMBC, 16 seed, knocks out number one Virginia a few years ago. I never thought I'd ever see that. Now we've seen it twice with the Knights of Fairleigh Dickinson not only winning a play-in game, which I want to discuss as well as kind of being pointless, not even winning a play. They won the play-in game, and then they advanced to a Friday night's game against Purdue. Their head coach, you know, his quote saying, the more I look at it, the more I think we could beat Purdue. I know a lot of people were maybe thought that was kind of cringeworthy, but look, as a guy who is on borrowed time this season, okay, in case you don't know this, Fairleigh Dickinson was automatically into the NCAA tournament because Merrimack is still on a four-year waiting probation list, which is dumb as a box of rocks. Look, a team moves up to D1 and you're going to penalize them. This happened to Bellarmine down in Northern Kentucky a few years ago. There was like that four-year grace period where if you move and you make that transition from D2 to D1, you cannot make the NCAA tournament. And I don't know if it's just to, I don't know, add that team and then let the other schools in that conference, I don't know, I guess not be handcuffed by it, or I just really don't get the rule. But Fairleigh Dickinson, the Knights, they go to Dayton and win last week, and they advance, and they beat Purdue. And Edie couldn't keep the ball above his shoulders. There was no three-point shooting, and they just kept shooting threes. Purdue just kept shooting threes in that game. And I'm sorry, I do like Purdue. I like the program. I always have since I was at the radio station and how great Purdue was. Okay. And I do like Matt Painter a great deal. And I always have. And I've been I've been more than fair on this podcast when it comes to Purdue. But the Boilermakers losing to Fairleigh Dickinson in a 116 matchup, the worst loss in college basketball history, I would say. You shoot 5 of 26 from 3. Yet late in games, you're still taking three. And it looked like at a point there, they didn't want to even take them. They were hesitant. And once you start hesitating as a shooter, you get in your own head. Or then you take a dribble, and that dribble pulls off your rhythm, and then you miss a shot. Pump, fake, and drive. 5 of 26 from the three-point line. 5 of 19% from three. And you can break it down. And you can look at the last possessions of that second half for Purdue when they lost that game 63-58. In the last 3 minutes, Braden Smith missed three-point jumper. Fletcher Lawyer made three-point jumper. A missed layup. Fletcher Lawyer misses a three-pointer. Braden Smith misses layups. I mean, they had opportunities to put the ball in the hole, and they couldn't do it. They could not do it. That second half, missing threes. Mason Gillis led off the second half of the three, 20 seconds in. Then it was Braden Smith missed three. Mason Gillis missed three. Mason Gillis missed three. Fletcher Lawyer missed three. you get what I'm saying here. Like, as a coach, if those threes aren't going in, you got to adjust. You've got to run some run some plays to get going down court, downhill towards the basket. They didn't do that. And again, I've liked Matt Painter, and I like him a great deal. But you have the three worst exits in NCAA college basketball history. You lose to number 13, North Texas, 2 years ago. You lose last year to St. Peter's, and now you lose to number 16, Fairleigh Dickinson. To me, and I've said this about IU too, what you do in a regular season does not matter. The Big Ten was clearly overrated. If your number one seeded team and your tournament winner, Purdue, won the conference by three games and then lost to a 16-seeded Fairleigh Dickinson Knights team whose athletic director or media information director is a junior at the school. You can't have those three exits. And honestly, if I'm Purdue, I've got to look and saying, look, I mean, you know, if your football coach went to three straight bowl games and got blown out, he's probably not coming back for a chance to go to a fourth. I know Matt Painter went there, and he is a good coach. But if you cannot get it done in March makes you and breaks you. There are so many coaches. Jim Larranega, Miami, going to the Sweet 16. What he did at George Mason. I forget the guy's name off the top of my head, but he was at Loyola. Now he's at a big school. I can see his name. I can see his face. There are so many coaches that, and then there are so many coaches that you get three opportunities as a top two or three seed in the tournament to advance to, I don't know, at least one Final Four. And you don't even get to the Sweet 16 in three straight years. I can't sign up for that. I can't sign up as a fan, as somebody who watches a lot of basketball. I think you really got to look at if Matt Painter is the guy moving forward that can get you, you know, over the hump. And a Big Ten conference tournament, great, great, great job. That's like the Colts hanging up an AFC South participant banner. But what banners are you hanging up that you accomplished after March 15th? You should be playing your best basketball. You should be able to adjust. The tournament, anybody can win. That's why we love the tournament. I get that. I understand that. And that's why I love it. Look, I'm a Kansas Jayhawks fan. They got bounced by Arkansas. Princeton rolls over Arizona. Anybody, it's a one game at a time survive in advance. And if you have a bad shooting night, as Purdue did, which they still should have been able to overcome against Fairleigh Dickinson, anybody can win. And I understand that. But 3 years in a row, it happens to you. Changes have to be made, and you want to blame the players. And Matt Painter didn't miss the shots. Well, Matt Painter didn't adjust to get them to stop shooting those threes and having those empty possessions, those one and done possessions that they had late. And it cost them. It ultimately got them bounced from this year's NCAA tournament. My mood for the Indiana Hoosiers is a little bit different. You know, I thought the key yesterday was to out-rebound Miami. And Miami is athletic, and they are physical. So you needed to control the rebounding, and they didn't. I think it was 18 second-chance opportunities that Miami got. And that was really the difference in the game. As far as IU goes, you know, they're one of the teams in the tournament where I thought, if they get hot, like a Creighton, Creighton's a really good basketball team. They had a really bad stretch in the middle of the season. Like Creighton, I thought if I can get hot, they can make a good run to the Elite Eight. But I started looking at the matchups. I said, if they get Kent State, I thought was going to be a tougher game than what it was. Trace Jackson Davis obviously dominated. Miami out-physicaled IU, out-rebounded IU, and also in the tournament, a key, we talk about rebounding and adjustments, but it's withstanding a run and being able to answer. I mean, how many, like the Xavier game, they were down to Kennesaw State. You have to be able to sustain runs. And I made this up, I call it the swing door, that 7-point deficit. You're a stop away and a bucket from getting it within a two-possession game, getting it to 5 points, maybe even four. But if you don't get that stop and that team pushes it to 9 or 10 points, you know, that door, instead of you swinging it shut and gaining that momentum to draw closer to your opponent, they keep it wide open. So And Miami, you know, withstood IU's run there to start the second half, but it was, what, 43-42? And they boat raced them again, like they boat raced them to start that game. What was it, 13 to 3 at one point, 8-0, 18-9. And they boat raced them again. And Miami is a good physical and athletic team. And they have a very tough matchup coming up against Houston. But impressions of the first weekend of the tournament, disappointing for the IU, for the Indiana schools, as we know. Was very impressed by Arkansas's win. FAU at the buzzer against Memphis. That we knew that was going to be one of the better games. Michigan State, Tom Izzo in March. You don't bet against them. Kansas State, fast, flashy. Beat Kentucky. Beat Montana State. Marquise Noel, an absolute stud. And his NBA draft stock is moving up by the minute. Michigan State, Kansas State will be a great game coming up on Thursday. Tennessee. Tennessee, I thought, you know, we weren't sure on Tennessee. Their number one player is out. Who was going to step up? Louisiana was hung with them. Louisiana was right there. I had Louisiana winning that game. And then Tennessee dominated Duke. Duke really wasn't in that game except for that first probably 3 to 4 minutes of the first half. And then they made a little bit of a run there in the second half. So Dusty May at FAU, he is obviously he's from Eastern Green. He's a friend of JMV's. Tyreek Key, who is playing for Tennessee. He had a bucket the other night. He went to Indiana State. If you didn't know that, he went to Indiana State before he was at Tennessee. He had 12 points in their win over Louisiana. So overall, love the tournament look. Our brackets are busted. That's what the beautiful thing is about this tournament. It always has been. It always will be. You know, Princeton bracket busting, Fairleigh Dickinson bracket busting. Even Arkansas. And Arkansas is a very good team. Kansas, you know, I don't know why Jalen Wilson went for a 2 there late. They had an 11-point lead in that game, and that's just coaching. You know, people are always going to say, like, no, it's not the coaching. No, March is about coaching. March is about coaching, and it's adjustments that you make prior to a game, and it's your in-game adjustments. That's why I took FAU over Memphis, because I knew Penny Hardaway, late-game situations, close games, it's not the greatest coach, and it's honestly, it's the same for my buddy Bryce Drew when he was at Valpo, and then when he ended up at Vanderbilt. It's a tough late stretch. You just got to be able to adjust for it's, you know, that last 8 minutes of a basketball game in college basketball is obviously the most important 8 minutes of the game, but that's when you're adjust. Okay, now you've got a good baseline. Okay, you've 8 minutes left. You've had 32 minutes to make adjustments to see what it is and maybe hold one or two things back, whether that's a press, whether that's a 2-3 zone, whether that is, you know, a couple plays to go work inside out. And the worst shot in basketball, besides the one where your foot is on the 3-point line, is your back to the basket in the post fading away. I think the percentage in college basketball is like 22% of shooting while you're fading away with your back to the basket. If I was a coach and we worked the ball into the post, every shot that takes place in the post needs to be looking dead at the rim or going towards the rim, not fading away. Fading away shots are too tough. They're just, you're second-guessing yourself. You're overshooting at half the time. So, but overall, love the tournament. It's been great. Can't wait to see what happens coming up this weekend. Well, we had a great opening weekend of the tournament at the Fans Place app. If you have not downloaded it, it's a free sports prediction app here locally in Indianapolis, the Fans Place app. Check it out today. Big thanks to our friends at Bud Light for the awesome sponsorship and prizes. So if you are in a local bar or restaurant, log in. You have a chance to win a Bud Light backpack cooler and a portable speaker. We had a Formula One contest with a gift card to Union Jacks up in Broad Ripple. Just awesome prizes. We got some cool things to announce when it comes to Cubs contests and ways for you to win Cubs tickets. I can't wait to give you all the details on that. Our good friends at The Shop in Broad Ripple, as mentioned, they put up a t-shirt for all the IndyCar races. So I believe Derek Moore won the IndyCar contest down in St. Pete. We'll have another one for Texas coming up here in 13 days for that race. That should be exciting. So it's a free sports prediction app. It's an alternative to gambling. Hope you'll check it out. It's helped me a lot. I'm working for them now, and we hope to just keep growing it. And can't thank you for your support enough. A lot of these places that already do, you know, Ham Bones Trivia, which I host from time to time, kind of goes hand in hand. So looking forward to it. Can't thank them enough. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. It's free. All I got to do is answer a lot of yes and no questions. I had a lady sign up at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Brownsburg. And one of the questions was, will Purdue at any point be down to Fairleigh Dickinson by 5 points or more? And she was decked out in her IU gear, her green IU gear for St. Patrick's Day. She was one of few to select that, yes, Purdue would be down by five, let alone lose the game. So a lot of cool places. Connors and Broad Ripple is another one. Kilroy's. For the complete list, you could tweet me, ask me. I'll get you. There's Plainfield, Northside, Avon, Southside, downtown Broad Ripple Castle. There's plenty of places for you to go and play. So please feel free to check it out. And I thank the fans' place. And plenty more cool things to come. You know, we could sit here and talk about the Pacers. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I mean, their March schedule, they're on the road so much. Play well, play fun, play loose, learn. Get the best draft pick that you can. But it's kind of just been a few. I just dove into the deep end as much as I possibly can to the NCAA tournament. So, Colts in the draft. We're going to keep that for a while. Maybe we'll get James Boyd on here to talk about what the Colts can do with that number four pick and some of the other moves that have been made by the Colts. You know, the Matt Gay signing, I get it. I get signing a kicker. I think the timing was a little off. I think the need was a little off. I don't think Chase McLaughlin was all that horrible because he wasn't. He was very consistent. He only missed three or four kicks last year. But I think when you look at it and say, well, next year, we might have a rookie quarterback or Gardner Minshew behind center. We might need some field goals. We need a lot reliable field goal kickers. So if I was Matt Gay, I hope he structured his contract that, you know, for every 50-plus field goal he buries, he gets some kind of bonus. Because I'm telling you, he'll probably have more than 10 attempts from 50 yards out, which is a lot. But I could certainly see that, you know, drive stalling out. I don't know how Steichen really is as far as, you know, rolling the dice inside of your own 50, between the 50 and probably that 45, you know, 40-yard line where it's a longer field goal. But I guess we shall see. All right, thanks for listening to the Tony D Podcast. Can't wait for the Sweet 16. A week from now, we'll be talking IndyCar. We'll be talking about the Final Four and getting you set for what should be a great April with the Masters coming up, Major League Baseball starting. I'll be able to announce what we're doing with Cubs games for the Fans Place app. But I think if you're a Cubs fan, you're going to want to hop on board and hang out with us at a very Chicago Cubs-friendly location, three of them actually, here in Indianapolis. So thanks for listening. Thanks to Flooring Is Forever, flooringisforever.com, and have a great rest of your week.